What we've done here at Yumi is we've developed a self-forming baby feeding bottle. And the bottle itself is very much like a normal bottle, but it accepts the clever bit, and the clever bit is what we call the Yumi warmer. So the way you assemble it is that you would slide the teat into the collar, and then you just pop the warmer into the teat and then screw it back on again. So the basic idea is the warming unit sits within the teat. And it works very simply, just three steps really. You press the button on the outside, you wait a minute, the button changes colour, invert it, and by the time the milk gets to the teat, it's at breast milk temperature. And we can take cold milk from straight from the fridge to breast milk temperature in about 60 seconds. Our brand name's Yumi, so trying to look at the triangle between the product, the parent and the baby. And the strap line's warmth within. So obviously that's alluding to the warmer within the unit and also the warmth that hopefully the parent feels for their baby and vice versa. We did all the rapid prototyping here. So we prototyped everything first. And then we looked for manufacturing suppliers, tool makers in this country. And unfortunately, unless we wanted numbers of the order of 500,000 or above of our parts, which you can't as a small business, they weren't interested. So we were actually forced to go to overseas, and we're in China, obviously, and also we're in South Africa. But again, we're thinking about different materials for our bottle and finding manufacturers in this country who would even pick up the phone to a small business like ourselves because the volumes are so low. Even for the packaging, we contacted six different packaging companies in this country, and within about 3 or 4 weeks, we had one reply. But as we go bigger, our volumes will crank in, and then they'll be interested, but then we've got the relationships with other suppliers. It's really quite difficult.
You've had a long journey to get here, haven't you?
Yes, it's been now about 5 years. So the idea first came from my wife, really. Our first child, Daniel, was colicky. He was premature. So we were very focused on feeding around the clock. We had to feed every 4 hours, feeding at night. Then it was my job to go downstairs and get the express breast milk from the fridge, and I'd watch it in the pan and fall asleep. And then put it under the cold tap, fall asleep, back in the pan, and my wife screaming upstairs, the baby screaming upstairs. And one night she said, she was very frustrated with me and said, you're an engineer, can you do something about this? Sort of throwaway line, really. A few days later, I sat down and thought about it and thought, why not? It seems quite a simple thing to do. And that's when the idea of the Yumi was born. And it's taken us about 5 years. Mostly because it's a baby product. You have to be ever so careful. And that's what we've been doing throughout the whole development process.
But it's not just the fact that you're dealing with children's products, it's the patenting as well. How much of a minefield has that been for you?
It's actually quite a minefield. I went to the British Library first to find out about patenting and attended the courses. And for a business like ourselves, when you're developing a product, you do need lots of money. And if you've got deep pockets, that's fine, but we didn't. I mean, just an engineer, really. And so we have to go through the process of raising funds. And the idea was great, and I've, let's say, some credibility as an engineer, but people want to hang their money on an asset. And that's where the patents come thing, or the intellectual property comes through. So if you do go through and at least apply for a patent and get through the process, that gives you some credence with people who have got money because they know there's some value, there's sign of value to the patent, and it's an asset in the business. And so the whole intellectual property and the design of that was actually quite crucial to us continuing because we have had to raise money continually. And you continually move the intellectual property on. So we started off with one patent, which has been granted in Europe now. It was great. We're now going through some of the other countries. And then we filed a second patent to a patent family that gives you a bit more credence. We've trademarked the Yumi brand name. And the other side of things is slightly cheaper way of protection is called design registration. So we've protected the look and feel of our bottle. It's all very expensive, and you do need lots of money. But it's essential for a business like ourselves in which we're going out and raising money and trying to show to investors. We've only just got the product out of tools now. So 4 years, it's just been on the promise, really. And the patent gives some credence to your promise.
So how long did it take you to raise the money? And did you have to go to angels or banks?
Banks don't touch you at this stage. They will if you put your house up, which you don't really want to do. Not a very good idea at the early stages. So I went to both angel investors, what they're called, high net worths, as well as venture capitalists. And found the VCs like the idea, but they are money people and they're interested in, like I say, a shorter term return. So they want to see the product in the market space. And also with the credit crunch, they sort of retracted their horns somewhat. So they weren't keen for what they call us as a pre-revenue company. We're prior to revenues. So once you're in the market space and you're generating revenues, then they're much happier to loan to you because you're a growth company. Whereas when you're pre-revenue, you're still a hope, really, or a wish. And angels are in that space in which they're willing to invest their money, but they're also closer to the business because they work with you. So on my board, I've got a number of angels, and in the team around us, we've got angels who are interested and help and use their contacts and networks. So it's a bit more of a family than a VC, which is much more of a business relationship. We're slowly professionalizing. From a one-man band doing this in your part-time, you slowly add on the chunks of a business. So now we've got a financial function, we've got a sales and marketing function, we've got a production function, but that's all since May. Prior to that, it was just me by myself doing bits and pieces. So you get to a stage in which you can start to have the bits of a real business. We've just hired 5 staff in the same number of months. And we'll be hiring more staff. So we're the sorts of businesses that have the potential to grow and grow very, very quickly.